Hello once again, everyone. Al Frankmer in the North Pole Newsroom for SantaUpdate.com. The North Pole Post Office reports a record-breaking number of emails, letters, faxes, and even text messages that are arriving every day at the North Pole. Many contain questions, and frequently we receive mail from entire groups of children, such as school classes and even scout troops. A question today came in from Mrs. Woodruff's first grade class in Bell, Missouri, and they want to know, does Santa really like cookies and milk? Here to tackle that question for Mrs. Woodruff's class is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what about it? Does Santa really down all those cookies and all that milk every Christmas Eve?
You bet he does, Frank. In fact, when I'm really lucky, he sometimes shares.
I was about to say, doesn't Santa get a lot of those cookies? I was at my sister's house one Christmas, and my niece set out nearly 24 cookies she had made for Santa.
Well, that's the thing, Frank. When a child works to make those cookies himself, it doesn't matter what kind of cookie it is. Santa just loves them. He says he can taste the love and taste the Christmas that is in those cookies that are homemade by a kid. He just eats them up, Frank.
Well, what about the milk, Crash? Doesn't Santa fill up pretty quickly with all that milk?
Sure he does, Frank. That's probably why Santa doesn't eat much when he gets home from the North Pole Christmas party on Christmas morning. And they give him all kinds of milk. There's 2% and chocolate milk and buttermilk and even goat's milk, if you can believe that, Frank. Santa drinks it all.
Well, that's great, Crash, and we hope Mrs. Woodruff's first grade class has a Merry Christmas, and we appreciate them following along with us at Santa Update. Remember, kids, Santa launches in just 8 days, and we'll be tracking him around the world right here on Kringle Radio. From the North Pole, where we are working on our cookies already, I'm Elf Frankmer reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.